glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Once again, we thank you for the opportunity to share our songs and teaching about Jesus Christ with you today. May His name be honored in everything that we say on this program. Our presentation of the Word of God is provided to exalt Jesus as the Savior of the world. And if you do not believe in Jesus Christ, our prayer is that you will hear the message of the gospel and will come to believe, as we do, that Jesus is the Lord of heaven and earth.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Our emotions make wide swings depending upon what is happening in our lives. We have all experienced the swing from feeling great about life and all the things that are going on in them when suddenly something sad or tragic hits us. We struggle with problems, hardships, losses, hurt, and pain. And the opposite is true as well. When we have traveled through a time of trial and finally find ourselves on the other side of a long and difficult journey, once again we rejoice in the peace, comfort, and the blessings of life. Along with our emotions come thoughts and questions. Often we find ourselves making choices and reacting to life out of these thoughts and these emotions. Have you ever visited with someone who is angry with God because of what is going on or what has gone on in their lives? Perhaps you've been that person. The Old Testament book of Job is the classic biblical example of how one might react to life's experiences. We are told that Job's troubles came at the hand of Satan. Job's friends didn't seem to know that Job's trouble were not his own. They kept trying to get this righteous man to confess some sort of unrighteousness so that the trials would end. His friends did more trouble for the man than comfort him. It is no wonder that Job labeled them sorry comforters. Their accusations, coupled with the great losses in the man's life, vexed heavy upon his heart. Job was intent on declaring to God the unfairness of it all. The injustices that had been handed to him needed to be explained to God. For us who look upon his life and are made aware of Satan's plots, know full well that God already knew. He was privy to it all. Job learns that as well. My point is that in the experience of life, from being so abundantly blessed to having everything taken away and then having it restored back to him again, Job must have had emotions running from one end of the spectrum to the other. And this man of God, who did not curse God as his wife suggested he do, is set up as an example for us. He patiently endured it all. The big picture of life needs to stay in view for us as we make our journey through time. It will keep us from having feelings toward God that hinder our love and our worship toward him. The big picture is that God is the eternal creator. He has our ultimate good planned for us. While we live on this earth, there is the arch enemy of our souls. Satan will inflict everything evil that he can upon us and instill within us wrong and inappropriate feelings, thoughts, and actions toward God. His goal is to strip us from God's blessings and his love. Through sin, he separates us from God himself. Let's go back to the Garden of Eden for a visit. What did Satan do there to destroy the absolute perfect lives of Adam and Eve? They lived in paradise. There was no evil in their hearts. They had the greatest peace ever known to mankind. But Satan's tempting Eve led to their sin and tragic loss. It wasn't that Eve wanted to disobey God. It wasn't for lack of pleasure or for a need that she would partake of the forbidden fruit. It was because Satan deceived her into believing that God could not be fully trusted. He was holding something back from her, something that she should have. He had not told her everything. The truth God had spoken, Satan says, was not reliable. So the fruit became something she needed and desired through the lies of the great deceiver. And the outcome, as we know, was the sin that separated the Creator from his creation. Eve's son, Cain, serves as an example of one whose actions came from wrong feelings. Cain's sacrifice that he offered to God was not acceptable. God accepted his brother's sacrifice, and this upset Cain. He was troubled over it. Well, God spoke to Cain and told him that if he would just do what was right, then everything would be okay. Obviously, Cain knew what he needed to do to make his sacrifice acceptable to the Lord, but he was unwilling to do it. And just as God warned the man, if he didn't do the right thing, then sin was crouching at his door. And sure enough, his anger, his jealousy, and what other emotions may have been involved led him to murder his brother. As we live day by day, we may encounter every kind of trial and problem known to man. Some may come without any warning at all, for no apparent reason. Others may be the result of our own sins or the sins of others. Regardless of where and how they may come, our response may mean a closer walk with God or a distancing of ourselves from Him. The Bible shares the real truth. God loves us. He is for us. He cares for us. He will take care of us. He is true, good, and holy. So wherever we may be today, in the valley of sorrow or upon a mountaintop of joy, may our hearts be knit to this loving God who has invited us to be His children forever. I hope that you know our loving, gracious, and forgiving Father in heaven. If a life of sin separates you from Him, we set before you the gospel call. God has made it possible for our sins to be blotted out through the sacrifice of Jesus upon Calvary's cross. Our debt of sin can be paid in full by the blood of Jesus. Through a trusting faith in Jesus, we come with a heart ready to confess our faith in Him and a willingness to repent of our sinful life. And in obedience to the commands of Jesus, we surrender our will to His Lordship by being baptized to wash away our sins. His grace is accepted, and we then begin the rest of life's journey with God the Father, helping us in every experience of life. We will be praying that you will know God in this way.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.